This morning, I just want to talk to you on these three words. See, I have. See, I have. Go with me to Joshua chapter 6. We're going to read the first five verses. Verse 1 says, Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Just want to begin by saying that I believe that there's a time in every Christian's life that truly loves the Lord and have set their hearts to follow the Lord. I believe there's a time in every Christian's life where the Lord sets before us a great test of faith, where the Lord sets before us great obstacles that require faith if we're going to overcome these obstacles. I believe in the life of every believer that truly loves the Lord and their heart is set before the Lord just to follow the Lord. There are going to be times that the Lord is going to set us before great impossibilities. And in setting us before great impossibilities, He's going to speak a word directly into our heart, a very life-giving word. And He's going to require His people to stand upon that word and to believe and trust the Lord. I believe with all my heart there are times that the Lord just sets us before great impossibilities and He comes with a word directly to our heart, a very life-giving word. And you know it's the word of the Lord. You know it's His word for you at that time facing what you're facing. And He requires His people to stand upon that word and believe Him for the impossible no matter how impossible it may look. And such is the case we find with Joshua. Here in Joshua 6, the Lord sets Joshua before a great impossibility. And then He speaks a very life-giving word right into Joshua's heart regarding the circumstance that he finds himself facing, the obstacle that he finds himself facing. Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, the Lord says, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. So the Lord sets Joshua before an absolute impossibility, and then He comes with a word directly to Joshua's heart. And Joshua is to stand upon that word and believe the word of the Lord. And what I want us to notice is the very first thing that the Lord says to Joshua in verse 2. So look with me at verse 2. Verse 2 says, And the Lord said unto Joshua, See. So in other words, the Lord says to Joshua, He's saying to Joshua, you need to see it, Joshua, that I have given these things unto you. You need to see it in your heart. You need to see the word that I'm speaking. It needs to be something that you see in your heart. Now, if Joshua was to look in the natural, what he would have saw in the natural is an invincible fortress standing before him. What he would have saw in the natural were walls that were so massive and indestructible. What he would have saw in the natural was absolute impossibility. But the Lord told him he had to look past the impossibility and see and stay focused on the word that God had put in his heart. And ultimately, what the Lord is saying to Joshua is this. He's saying, Joshua, don't be consumed by the obstacle that you see. Don't be consumed by the impossibility that stands before you. But the eyes of faith see the word that I place in your heart and stand upon it. By the eyes of faith in your heart, I put a living word, and by the eyes of faith, that's what you have to stand focused on, and that's what you have to see. And I believe this is something the Lord does in every Christian's life. He sets before them an impossible obstacle, an impossible situation, and then He speaks a word into their heart, and He says, Now stand upon the word, see it in your heart what I've said. You've got to have a spiritual strength in you that's able to look past the impossible in the natural. To be able to stay focused and see the word that I'm putting in your heart. The Lord does that. Now, why does He do that? Why does He do this? Well, the Lord has to do it. He has to stretch your faith. He has to show the integrity of His word. He wants to prove the integrity of His word. He has to show Himself strong in our lives. He has to do what only God can do to build these overcoming testimony in our lives. He has to work an endurance in our heart. These are things that only facing impossible obstacles with the Word of God can accomplish in our lives. So He does this. Now going back to our story, after sealing a word in Joshua's heart, the Lord tells Joshua that they're going to march around the wall 6 days. Now there's a few things that we can bring out of this, but there's a couple of things that are just on my heart from the Lord to share this morning. First of all, the Lord is telling Joshua, once you see the word in your heart, once that word speaks life into you, march on it in obedience. One day at a time, be obedient to what I put in your heart, and you will see the faithfulness of my word come to pass. Listen, the Lord didn't say to Joshua to go stand before the wall on day one and shout at the wall. He didn't tell him to do that. He told him to march 6 days. And the reason, one of the reasons why he did that is because he wanted to see the obedience that was in their life. And brothers and sisters, this is what I want us to understand. It's our obedience that brings about the fulfillment of God's promises. It's simply walking with God and being obedient with the things that He's put in our hearts to do. Walking with God a day at a time. And being obedient to the Lord, the things that He put in our hearts. That brings the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. Listen, the Lord's not asking His people to take His impossible promises and work them out in the strength of their flesh. Because that's absolutely impossible. The flesh is absolutely powerless to work out the promises of God. He's not asking His people to go out and impress Him by doing great feats and exploits so that they can have their promise. No, the only thing the Lord requires of His people is that His people just love Him and walk in simple obedience one day at a time to the things that the Lord has put in their hearts to do. And it's out of that place of obedience that the Lord fulfills His promises to our lives. Now, secondly, Joshua and the people were instructed by the Lord to march 6 days in absolute silence. They were not to mutter one word as they marched around these walls. Now again, there's a few things that we can bring out of this. But what I really want us to see is that what the Lord is doing here, one of the things He's doing here, is He's purifying their faith by placing them in a place of great patience. Listen, to march around walls for 6 days, to march around these walls for 6 days, they were probably so massive it was like a day's journey just to march fully around these walls and not say a word. Brothers and sisters, that requires a great patience and not mutter a word. And brothers and sisters, what I want us to understand is that when the Lord places His people in circumstances that require great patience, when the Lord places His people in circumstances that require a patience in waiting upon the Lord, it really does purify our faith. Brothers and sisters, those circumstances the Lord puts us in where we have to wait upon the Lord in patience, that circumstance that requires patience, it really is a crucible. It really is a refining fire that is refining the faith that is in our hearts. So often we have a word from the Lord, but we don't see it come to pass. We don't see great answers to prayer. We have a word from the Lord, but then we don't see the breakthroughs we expect to see, and we wonder why. And it is because God is purifying our faith through times and circumstances that require patience. Listen, if you're in a place where you're having to exercise great patience and waiting for the promise of God, it's because the Lord is refining our faith. I believe it with all my heart. I believe patience is the measuring line of faith. I believe that with all my heart. Going back to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 6 says, "Be not slothful, but followers of them that inherit the promises through faith and patience." Then talking about Abraham, the writer says, "And so after he impatiently endured, he obtained the promise." Again, I believe patience is the measuring line of our faith. Listen, how does the Lord know we have great faith? He knows we have great faith because we exercise great patience in waiting for the promises of God to be fulfilled. See, brothers and sisters, fear says now. Fear says now. Fear has torment. And because fear has torment, we want to relieve that torment, so we demand now. Lord, You have to answer this prayer now. Lord, I have to have my breakthrough now. God, I have to see You move in this situation now. Fear says now. But brothers and sisters, faith says the Lord will be faithful. And I'm going to wait upon the Lord because He is a faithful God and He will fulfill what He has promised. I believe with all of my heart, truly the measuring line of faith is our patience. How long can we wait upon the Lord? Now, with all this said, here's the problem. When the word of promise first comes to our heart, when we are set before that obstacle or that impossibility comes into our life, and then that fresh word of God comes to our heart, and the word is so fresh and alive in our heart, it's not hard to walk in faith and trust then. You know, that impossibility comes, that obstacle comes, and we go into our prayer closet, and we really receive that life-giving word, that living word to our heart. It's not hard to come out and walk in faith and fire and zeal then. It's not hard to do that. But after you've been marching a while and we see no fulfillment, sometimes we can become weary in waiting. Sometimes those voices of doubt and fear begin to penetrate our thoughts. Sometimes we get our eyes back on the obstacles and we feel overwhelmed again by what we see. After you've been waiting a while, after you've been marching a while, and you don't see any hint of the fulfillment of God's word, sometimes that's when the voices of doubt and fear can begin to penetrate our mind again. And that's when our eyes can slowly leave the word that is in the heart and one more time begin to focus upon the walls. Begin to focus upon the impossibilities. So I want to ask you a question this morning, very simply. What walls are you facing as you are waiting long upon the Lord? What obstacles of impossibility are you facing as you are waiting long upon the Lord? Because the fulfillment of God's word seems so long in coming, have you gotten your eyes back on the wall? Are you one more time feeling overwhelmed by the obstacle and the impossibilities? I told you this message would be short. In preparing to close, I just want to read some scriptures. I feel from the Lord just to read some scriptures and let the word of God speak for itself. So I just want to read some scriptures with you. Go with me to Joshua chapter 23, verse 14. Joshua is speaking to the people. Verse 14, he says, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof." Go with me to the book of Numbers chapter 23. Verse 19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Go with me to Isaiah chapter 14. Verse 24 says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand." What does all these scriptures have in common? They have one thing in common. The Lord is saying here, I am faithful. I am faithful to my word. I am faithful to my promises. Everything that I have spoken into your hearts and your life, no matter how impossible it looks, I will fulfill it. And He wants us to understand, what the Lord wants us to understand is that waiting time is not wasted time. See, when you are in a place of waiting, what God is doing is He's doing a work in your heart. He's doing a work in your life. See, I'm reminded of Joseph. Joseph got a tremendous promise from the Lord that God was going to use him to be exalted and glorified in the earth. But immediately after Joseph got that promise, Joseph went into the fire. And the reason why he went into the fire is because God had to prepare him for the promise. His heart, his life needed to be prepared for the promise. Brothers and sisters, if God has made you a great promise, then it's very probable God needs to do a work in your heart before the promise is fulfilled. God needs to do something in your character before the promise is fulfilled. But the good news is, as God is working in our heart and working in our life, because we need to be prepared for the promise. We need to have the character for the promise. We need to understand that while we're waiting upon God and God is doing that work in our heart, He will be faithful to fulfill those things that He has spoken. He will be faithful to fulfill those promises that He has spoken into our heart, in our life. So our part is just to trust the Lord and know that He will be faithful to perform what He has spoken. Now, I want to end with this question. I want to end with this question this morning. After 6 days of marching, the Lord instructed His people to shout a great shout and the walls would fall down flat. And obeying the Lord, the people shouted a great shout and brought the walls down with a great shout. But where is the greatest shout ever to be heard? What great shout sealed every victory needed to be won for the Lord's people? Where was it? What was it? Well, let me just read it to you. Matthew 27, verse 50 says, Jesus, when He had cried again upon the cross with a loud voice, He gave up the ghost. So when He cried with a loud voice, His last words, and gave up the ghost, what was it that He cried? What was the shout that came from His heart? Well, John tells us in verse 30, John 19, 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished." And He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. Brothers and sisters, on the cross, Jesus won every victory that His people would need in their lifetime. Every victory that we would ever need, Jesus won it upon the cross. He finished the work. He won the victory. And brothers and sisters, because of the cross, we can know that God will be faithful to every promise He has ever made to His people. He'll be faithful to every promise He's ever made to His people. So with that thought in mind, I want to bring this question to our hearts. Okay, what is our part? What is our part? Our part is to believe and trust the Lord. Our part is to be faithful to the Lord. Our part is to trust and obey the Lord. That's our part. See, here's the question I want us to understand today. Listen, if the devil was absolutely defeated by Jesus on the cross, then why does he fight so hard against a believer? Why? Because he knows if he can get God's people discouraged enough to lose faith, discouraged enough to quit, discouraged enough to lay down their walk of obedience, there are victories he can win. If he can get God's people discouraged enough to quit and to question the faithfulness of God, and to walk away from the convictions that God has set in their lives, if he can get them discouraged enough, he can take ground for the kingdom of darkness. So our part is to trust the Lord. Taking it all the way back to the cross, our part is to look at the cross and know that the love of God is unfailing. And because the love of God is unfailing, the promises of God are unfailing. And we need to just keep trusting the Lord. As the song says, we need to keep trusting and obeying the Lord. That's our part. That's our part. That's our part. That's our part. That's our part.